That looks like an Ailey composition.
Oh, not exactly. It's my tribute to Mr. Ailey. You're familiar with his work?
Very. I'm Julian.
Whitley.
You don't look like a Whitley.
What do I look like?
I think Camille.
It's beautiful.
Then it's appropriate.
Well, Julian, how come I haven't seen you around campus before?
Because I haven't been here. I'm on an exchange program from Georgetown.
You look very mature to be an undergraduate student.
I took a couple years off to research post-colonial economic development in Nigeria and Senegal.
Fascinating.
After grad school, I'm going to the Foreign Service. Diplomatic Corps, State Department.
I'd be very proud to have you serve in my country, man.
Yo, through by the stage. Yeah, you, Curly. Could you back up a little bit, please, Captain Shaw? Thank you. Hey, yo, Twinkle Toes. But doesn't that mean you?
Listen, have you seen Freddie Brooks?
What do you want with her?
We're on a committee together, Hillman Students Against Apartheid. She mixed up our flyers with the programs from this celebration.
Julian, oh, the programs. I'm so sorry about the mix-up.
That's okay. How's the research coming?
What research?
I'm getting together a list of local companies with holdings in South Africa because Julian and I are organizing a boycott.
A boycott? Finally! Just tell me what I shouldn't buy. In fact, do you need any extra envelope stuffers? Or...
What? You never offer
I
that.
Never, ever miss an opportunity to get involved in any capacity.
Come to our next meeting.
I'm there. When is it?
As soon as Freddie finishes the boycott list.
Avante, Freddie. Let us not hold freedom hostage to procrastination.
Friends are backstage.
Very nice meeting you, Whitley.
Welcome to Hellman, Julian.
Yo, Whitley, get moving or come showtime, you have to flick your own pick.
Hi, did I say cue the music? Thank you.
Walter, I want to check CSF. I want to go over Orange Glow one more time.
Freddie, we've already checked those companies. They divested. Now, I check these annual reports of the graduate library, the grown folks library, on my card, so don't lose them. Don't even take them out this building. In fact, why don't you just read them right here?
Here.
Yeah, just stand there. Who knows? You might get a date.
Winifred Brooks, who is that man, and why have you kept him hidden?
Who?
Julian! Where's he live? Does he live alone?
Whitley, I don't have time for this. I gotta go through all these annual reports, finish my boycott list.
You and your list. Don't you ever think of anybody but yourself.
Ladies, humble friends, meet a recipient of the Charles Drew Pre-Medical Scholarship! Awarded by the Harrelson Pharmaceutical Company to extraordinary, extraordinarily brilliant students.
Yes, this is fantastic! Oh, Kim, I'm so ecstatic for you. Now that Julian.
You have to be almost perfect to get that scholarship.
They also gave me a job in their research department starting immediately.
Yes, no more slinging ass from Mr. Gaines.
Goodbye, hairnet. Hello, lab coat.
Hello.
Nice. Does Julian live on a rock campus?
I have to go tell Mr. Gaines that I am quitting.
Uh-oh. Probably gonna put black armbands on the chili dogs.
Okay, Freddie, look, you got 10 minutes to give me the lowdown. Where is he from? What does his parents do? Does he have a girlfriend? Is there someone I need to bump off?
Mr. Gaines?
Don't talk to me unless the Berlin Wall is going back up or they discontinue dippity-doo.
I guess it hasn't been a good day.
That Butterfingers Clarence Peel spilled dishwashing liquid all over my ground round.
I'm sure he didn't mean to.
The boy tried to wipe the meat off like nobody would know until I looked at the grill and saw bubbles in my burgers. After I ate one, Montezuma is going to take his revenge tonight. What do you want?
Well, sir, I've come to give you 2 weeks' notice.
Notice of what?
Well, I got offered a position at Harrelson Pharmacy.
Well, too bad. You already have a job.
Well, Mr. Gaines, I promise. I will train my replacement to be just as efficient as I am.
You have better luck training fleas not to jump. Clarence Peel, leave my Brillo pads alone. I don't want steel wool in my tuna melt.
You still have me for another 2 weeks.
Now, don't turn freakish on me in the end. I want your mind in this kitchen, not at Harold and Sons Farm Supplies.
Harrelson Pharmaceuticals.
Do they make good cotton swabs? The brand Velma used has skimpy tips. They hurt my ears.
I'll look into it. And thank you for understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, Northwest, and headed South, Brick House alert. Stay cool now. I only caught the rear view. This could be a classic case of dreamboat body and shipwreck face.
Come on, Shepard. Turn around, baby.
Homie, I got a foolproof plan.
What are we reading? I had to talk there. I'm Francais, no less.
Oui, ma belle. And what do you study?
Art history.
What area?
French and American paintings of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Let me guess. You're a Renoir lover.
Those fuzzy pink ladies have adorned the tops of too many cheap chocolate boxes. I like Rodin.
Why?
Because his sculpture has such movement and power and
sex.
That too.
His model and lover was a brilliant sculptress in her own right.
Was she?
And her name was Camille.
Ah. Well, Julian, since vous parlez français, why don't you join our French table? We meet every Thursday night.
Why wait till then? Why don't we have our own French table?
Why not indeed?
Dinner tomorrow night.
Yes.
I'll pick you up at 7?
7 it is. I live in Gilbert. A demain, Julian.
A demain, Camille.
Camille? What is he, a Muslim or something? You just can't go changing a woman's name like that.
Oh, let it go.
Nah, man, this is disgusting.
Perfect.
Wearing jeans on a date, I'm calling your mother.
Oh, Kim, be happy for me and Julian. From my very first hello, something inside me said, this is right.
And you don't hear that when you're with Dwayne?
With Dwayne, I don't know. He's so sweet.
I hate that in a guy.
You know what I mean. I don't want a man to bare his soul to me like he's whipping off his undershirt. I want him to reveal it. Slowly, but surely.
Are we talking about love or striptease?
Maybe both. I don't know, girl.
Guys, I just made a discovery that's gonna rock this Casbah to its foundations.
I already know Whitley's wearing jeans and a date.
She is? This is bigger than that. Orange Glow Soda Company, the largest employer of Hillman students, has not, I repeat, not divested from South Africa.
Yes, they did 3 years ago.
They lied. They still own the bottling plant there, and they provide the syrup.
Well, if you need any help organizing the boycott, I'm with you.
Yeah. I, of course, will forfeit my daily can of Tanky Tangelo Fizz.
This is a lot bigger than a six-pack of soda. They built our library. They support our chemistry lab.
No. That's Harrelson Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, fully owned subsidiary of Orange Glow.
So Orange Glow funds the Charles Drew Pre-Medical Scholarship?
That's right.
My scholarship.
Oh, Kim, I'm sorry.
Said the iceberg to the Titanic. You have all the tact and timing of a bulldozer.
Whitley, it's not her fault.
Yes, it is. Freddie, we will pretend this conversation never took place.
I will not withhold the truth. Besides, I already told the school paper.
Splendid! Kim, just ignore her. You go right on and enjoy your little scholarship.
If she keeps it.
She will keep it. Won't you, Kim?
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. You have worked too hard to just throw all of this away on some idealistic whim.
Like protesting the fact that 28 million... Africans don't have the right to vote?
So you think that the president of South Africa is going to hear this news flash and say, Kim Race is giving up her scholarship. I feel terrible. Let's let all the black people go to the polls.
It's a gesture of solidarity. It's symbolic.
It's dumb.
If I don't keep this scholarship, I'm going to have to work two jobs next year. With my dad's medical expenses, my parents are tapped out.
Kim, I'm going to help you in any way that I can. I can sell incense on the street.
I'm sure that's how the Surgeon General financed her education.
Selling knock, knock. Whitley, your date, he's downstairs, and he is looking tasty.
Julian? He's early.
Well, girl, you better hurry up. The sharks are already circling.
She's keeping it. Salut, Julian.
Oh, you look good. I'm sorry I'm early, but I just found out that the Orange Glow Soda Company
hasn't divested from South Africa. Isn't that terrible?
Well, as a result, the Hillman Students Against Apartheid are holding an emergency meeting tonight.
How?
I was hoping you'd give me a rain check on our date.
Of course.
Glad you understand. I hope the school shows the same sense of responsibility when we ask them to cut their financial ties with Orange Glow Soda.
When you say cut financial ties, you don't mean scholarships.
I mean everything.
But Julian, my roommate was just awarded a scholarship from Orange Glow.
I'm sorry.
So I can count on you?
What for?
Not to ask the students to give their scholarships back. At least not until Kimmy cashes her little check.
Whitley, I sympathize with your roommate's situation, but I can't do that.
Why not?
Because we can't accept money from a company that supports a system based on racial segregation and exploitation.
Kim didn't create apartheid. Why should she have to suffer?
Because she has a responsibility. We all do, to the brothers and the sisters in South Africa.
I don't even know them. I know Kim.
How can you be so short-sighted?
What grand sacrifice have you made, Julian? Are you giving up a scholarship?
You are completely missing the point.
Oh, contraire, I think I've hit it. You see, I'm not on financial aid either, but I don't go around dictating the social responsibilities of those who are.
That's not what I'm doing.
Sounds like it to me.
Because you're not listening.
Because you're blowing more hot air than a bellows.
If you think about it, you'll realize that I'm right.
Mm-mm. No, I won't. And your rain check just bounced, buddy.
How's it going there, Georgetown?
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
It is clear to us that the reforms undertaken by the South African government in the last 5 years are a direct result of international economic pressures. Sanctions work. Must force Orange Glow to divest now.
They lied to us. I say we storm the executive offices.
Sit your butt down.
Hillman Students Against Apartheid proposes an immediate and total boycott of all Orange Glow products.
I'm for that.
Absolutely.
In addition, Hillman must cut all financial ties with Orange Glow.
Right.
Whoa, Junior.
How do you propose we do that? Do we give the library back book by book?
Well, what about people who are paying their way through school with jobs from Orange Glow?
What about scholarships?
We don't need the oppressor's filthy orange money.
Oh, not so fast. That orange money funds the engineering lab.
Well, we'll replace the dollars of oppression with alumni dollars. The alums finance the athletic programs.
Have you seen the gym? We listen to you, we'll be sitting here without a school.
So you're saying just accept the status quo. Close our eyes and take Orange Glow's money.
No, Rap Brown, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying ask for more. Now, Orange Glow misled us. Now, let's let them make it up to us.
Let's get more scholarship money out of them. Make them promise to bring more South African students here to Hillman.
And create more lackeys for the system?
If we accept funds from a corrupt company like Orange Glow, then what does that make us?
College graduates. And in the case of my roommate, Kimberly Race, a brilliant doctor.
Whitley, not now.
I fully support divestment, but I don't think any Hillman student should give up their scholarship to achieve it.
Exactly. What did you say?
My education here is being funded by the factory in which my father has toiled all his life for 17 cents an hour. And once I've completed my studies, I intend going back home to carry on the struggle.
But I can never go home. At 13 years of age, I was arrested for participating in the student protest in Soweto. Many of my friends died in those protests. We may not agree on how to address the problem, but we must agree to do something.
Yeah. Right on.
Kobe,
yes.
If we Americans use Orange Glow's blood money to get an education, how do the people of South Africa benefit?
By the example of your triumph. When you grow up in a South African township, all you see is poverty and disease. You eat rotten food, you breathe foul air. Then you see the white suburb where the air is clean, the house is so beautiful. You begin to ask yourself, why is it so? And the only logical answer seems to be that as a black person, squalor and shame are all that you deserve because you're by nature inferior.
But didn't you know any black people who lived decently? Any at all?
Whitley, you see, you cannot even conceive of it. And until I came here, I could not even conceive of people like you.
Neither could we.
Your ancestors once counted for 3/5 of a person, but today you submit candidates for the presidency. Here, I learned that the way it is not the way it has to be.
So, you're saying that it all works itself back?
Exactly.
In light of what Kobe and Malefic said, I suggest we ask Hillman to put Orange Glow on a timetable to withdraw from South Africa.
The problem is, their timetable is not the same as ours.
Well, I know their timetable, PDQ.
Suck him. You don't have to thank me. I just did what needed to be done.
I'm not taking the scholarship.
Why? Kobe said you can keep it, and he's African.
If I do, I'll know for the rest of my life that I could have made a stand, and I didn't.
But Kim, how you gonna manage?
I have to, so I will.
Full course load, 2 jobs.
Oh, my gosh, my job, Mr. Gates!
But Kim, Kobe said you can give it up. He didn't listen. My roommate's giving up her scholarship. I guess she thought you were right.
Not so sure I was.
You weren't, but you were arrogant.
And you were presumptuous and narrow-minded.
And you were cold-hearted and insensitive.
Will you have dinner with me?
Absolutely.
Crazy, maybe I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I want my job back.
Mm.
You see, House of Pharmaceuticals turned out not
would
to be what I thought.
Help me seal this.
Orange Glow Soda Company? You're sending back the syrup?
Won't be buying it again until those people straighten up and fly right. Now, when you finish taping that, wipe off the counter, please.
Thank you, sir.
Clarence Peel. I don't pay you to stand there and smell ammonia bottles. This is not the cleaning fluid of a mutt club. Kim, get this boy out of my kitchen. And while you're in there, fire me up a burger. And don't skimp on the cheese.
Hoo-la-la, 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 hem-hem.
Hoo-la-la, 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 lim-hem.
Hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la,
hem-hem.
Monsignor, sit down, please.
Yeah!